Standing in for Rifilo and Pakanyane.
This is 702 Weekend Breakfast
with Gugs Mhlungu.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
92.7
and 106 FM.
15 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for us to get into some personal finance. And this week we're talking about the perfect retirement plan. What is it and how can you achieve it? Join on the line, as always, with certified financial planner Paul Roelofser. But perhaps you have a question about your retirement for Paul, and you can give us a call on 011-883-0702. Send us your SMSs on 31702. Send us a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. Paul, good morning. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Googs. Good to chat to you again. And yes, it's such an important question, retirement, isn't it? That's what we try and strive for most of our working lives, is to try and have enough in the pot at the end when we do decide to turn on that that key, that retirement.
When we say the perfect retirement plan, what do we mean? Do we mean you have enough to take care of you in the years when you are no longer working?
That's exactly what the formula is all around. It's about keeping enough, or having enough at the time that you retire, to maintain the lifestyle that you've accustomed yourself to for the rest of your life. But a few problems get in the way there. The first one is really the problem of living too long. And not that that's a problem in itself, it's the financial problem that, that comes with it, as you see. And what the statistics show us, and they haven't changed much over all the years, is that when you get to 65, most South Africans, in fact about 95% of them, don't have enough money to retire. So if only 5% are getting past the finishing line, you know, we've still got a serious problem in terms of realizing what it takes to get to the end of your life with sufficient funding.
And so before you would get to 65, and that was considered sort of, you would maybe live another 10 years or maybe live another 15 years. But now we're seeing people living well into their 90s. People, you know, there's research that seems to suggest that humans could live as long as 200 years. So we are living much longer than we've ever done before.
Well, that's quite a frightening statistic in itself, because if you're living past 100, and at the moment people at 65 just don't have enough, we've got a bigger and bigger problem. And just incidentally, that 65 was set many years ago. It was set just after the Second World War. And at that point in time, your longevity wasn't much more than late 60s. So you had 65 in a few years in your retirement, and then you passed on. That was the average. But today, as you just correctly pointed out, I mean, we've got a dilemma on our doorstep. I mean, we're aiming for past 100. I saw the other day the longest known human being has just passed, and that was 120 years.
Yeah.
So just put yourself in the financial frame of mind to say, well, how am I going to expect to maintain myself past 65 for another 30-odd years? And that's going to take some serious, serious funding. And that's really where the perfect retirement plan, I think, starts to take a different complexity, a different understanding or interpretation. I think we've got to get away from this idea of, yes, we'll get to 65, turn off the wood keys and live happily ever after financially. We're going to have a lot more money in the bank, so to speak, to enable us to do that.
Does that mean then, for instance, we may find that people having to work longer, work for longer, because also in the past, 65 was considered old, but now 65 isn't old?
Well, yes, and again, the reality is found really in the old, outdated pension fund regulations, or not regulations, but the pension fund rules that govern your pension in a company. Most of them are still pegged at 65, and they're putting people out to pasture, so to speak, at one of their most productive stages in life. And if they're forcing people back out of the workforce into their own retirement. But it's at that point that we've got to really take control of ourselves. And I think this is where the perfect retirement plan starts to aim at. People who are boarded now because they've gone on to retirement don't necessarily have to retire. It now becomes a point of opportunity, I think, to start finding some new occupation, something that's income producing, that you really want to do. And you want to try and get into that space as soon as you possibly can, leaving behind your retirement funding to grow that much further down the road, compounding it with more And every, you know, 5 or 10 years that you can leave it alone simply will make that much more in terms of worth and value. And also then you'd have to then only provide for a lesser period of time once you do take it on as a retirement fund.
The other thing that often becomes a big concern as you get older might be health. So you may find you have greater medical expenses. If you have a progressive condition, for instance, diabetes as an example, you may find yourself needing to spend more later. Do current retirement plans account for that, that you may have bigger or more expensive medical costs later on?
Well, most certainly. There's a statistic that's bandied around that you spend probably more in the last 2 years on medical expenses, on your last 2 years on medical expenses, than you do in the rest of the whole of your life. So medical expenses is a reality when the older we get. You know, the likelihood of using a medical funding system is definitely more the older we get. But the other side of the reality comes in too is that medical expenses in terms of the medical aid are just getting more and more costly. Cost containment on medical aid funds is a very difficult thing for companies to maintain. So the reality is that it's going to slice more and more into your retirement fund in terms of monthly costs. And you've got to take that into account. That's part of the provision that you certainly want to be fully aware of in terms of setting aside sufficient investments to make sure that you can keep up with your medical aid as you get older.
Mm. We have Tulani in Guatemala on the line that has a question. Tulani, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Hello, Gug. I'm just a young advisor. I'm actually started being a financial advisor. So there are certain things, and I've been listening to Paul for quite some time. So now I had a lady that I've spoken to. She's already at retirement. Now, she had a pension fund before, of which now she's getting paid something like 23,000 per month. But now the tax is high. So the question is it advisable now for a person who's already retired? Because I know that if a person has a retirement annuity, you get what a tax rebate if you have a retirement annuity. Would you actually advise an already retired person to have a retirement annuity to get the tax benefit?
Well, I think if I hear the question correctly, a current person in retirement, can they maintain their lifestyles on that current income is the first question. If they can't, then they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, I think, there, Tully, because you've got a situation where you can't save anything. However, I think the strategy to save into a retirement annuity whilst you are in retirement has some very good opportunities. You are fully aware that you can offset the contributions of the retirement annuity contribution against any taxable earnings. And if she's in a position where she can save a little towards that, that wouldn't be a bad plan at all. However, you've also got to be very aware that has she got enough discretionary money as well? Because once you put money into a retirement annuity fund, you're locking it up. Okay, they're going to a compulsory space. So I would be very, very careful that at least she's got some discretionary savings as well, because there are other incidental things that happen in retirement, as you know. She may have to buy a car. She may have some unforeseen expenses that she needs to pay for, the Giza Paxson, or she may need to go on a holiday, all those kinds of things. If they're locked up in a retirement annuity, they're very restrictive. However, a blend of the two, but to your question, there's some sensibility in having continuing to save whilst you're in retirement. And if the retirement annuity, above other things, is giving her enough money to save back into an IRA, she can then still build up more capital for the future, but at the same time get some tax deduction against her current taxable earnings. But you as a financial advisor would be able to put that in perspective and just make sure that she's balanced out in all the other provisions that she needs for the future of her retirement.
Yeah, because my question is based on, because she's already above the age of 55, so if you are retired, you can put money in retirement annuity.
Yeah, you can carry on
if you want to.
Yeah, you can carry on for as long as you like with a retirement annuity. They used to, in the old days, there was a restriction period up to 70 was the sort of limit of where you could keep your RA. But you can carry on with a retirement annuity for as long as you like. You don't have to cash it in. You can keep it for as long as you need to before you turn it into a pension.
Okay. Everything's clear now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tulani.
Thanks for the great question.
That's Tulani in Guatemala. Paul, the other thing that's I think also quite a big thing to think about when planning for your retirement is inflation. So you know you might save 200,000 or half a million rand, but that amount in say for me, my retirement is 33 years away. That 100,000 won't be the same as it is right now. And so how do you plan for that? We're often told you need to be saving in a way that beats inflation. But how do you do that?
Well, inflation is our arch enemy with all future value of money. You know, obviously the lower the inflation rate, the better the value of the money will be over time. So we've got to be consistently aware that our investments are beating inflation. And Goods, the key is to keep tuned in on where the inflation rate is sitting right now, and over a period of time, make sure that your investments are at least beating that by 1 or 2 percentage points. And if it is doing so, then your value of your money in the future is increasing. But if I'm in an investment, currently, say the inflation rate is near 6%, and I'm in an investment of 4%, which is where the money market is at the moment, over time, you will lose value because the 2% difference is less than the prevailing inflation rate. And it stands to reason that over time, you'll be growing your money at a lesser rate than the compounding effect of inflation over time. So be very, very aware of putting your savings in spaces that are beating inflation. And just at the moment, that's a very, very tall order because very few assets are giving reliable yields right now. And the space that is very common and more reliable is cash. So in the short term, we might have to hold that position. But in the longer term, you want to be in assets that are beating inflation. So you're looking for things that are returning above, say, 6%. So you want to go into assets that, after fees and costs, are giving you, say, 8%. And if you compound that, if you can find investments like that, 8% and above the inflation rate, then you obviously are going to be in a position where your money is going to retain some value and obviously be better than the cost of living that inflation erodes our money with.
We have a question on WhatsApp, and it says, I'm 62. Can I increase my NTRF contribution by 1,000 rand per month from my pocket? Will this help?
Sorry, was it an NTRF?
Contribution.
I should imagine that's a retirement fund. I'm not quite sure the acronym. But if they say, can I do it with my own money? Yes, you certainly can. Your contribution to a pension provident fund, retirement annuity fund, can go up to 27.5% of your taxable earnings. So let's just say that you're on a pension fund of 10%, you know, that's your contribution at your company. You've got space of 17.5% that you can put into a retirement annuity fund up to that to get the tax deductibility. You can go further, but the tax deductibility is only is limited to 27.5% in any given tax year. So to the question, yes, you can. With your own discretionary money, you can put into your own retirement money. Or you could also go back to the pension fund and see if they've got rules to allow you to put extra money in as well. Explore that one at the same time.
What are the rules about having more than one retirement investment? So you have a pension fund and you have an RA. Can you do that?
Yes, most certainly. You can have a whole spread of them across all companies if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a bit careful about that. You know, if you spread yourself too much across places, it becomes harder to control your portfolio. Yeah, you'd want to consolidate with one or two funds if possible. But yes, to the question, there's no limitation on how many RAs. What will limit you, however, is the total contribution to them. And as I said earlier on, you want to get to the point where it doesn't go more than 27.5%, because then the tax efficiency, the tax deductibility is limited to that amount.
Paul, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.